If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson
RV Super. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. All week, Rick is going to play Joey English mystery songs from Bing Crosby. Because on Friday, Wink Martindale will do one of his vintage visits with Bing Crosby. In fact, he's doing one on Wednesday and Friday. Let me, two sleepy people. But let me see if we know who he's singing with.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Now let's hear the girl.
Do you remember?
Oh no. Still Bing. Do you know who it is, Rick? Marilyn Maxwell. She was just here singing in Palm Springs.
Remember the reason why we married
in the fall.
Oh.
To rent this little nest.
get a bit of rest.
Oh, thanks, Rick. How pure their voices are. That's probably done on, what, four tracks? It's not some big eight tracks, but it's not some huge production, and yet how lovely it still is. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Joey pals, it's Monday, October 24th. If you're counting the weeks, week number 138, since we all learn to spell bam, lam, mivamab, or pandemic. Right. So we say hello to Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Sweetheart. What's the word? You know, I thought we'd be through with the word COVID by now, but it keeps circling back around. It's in the politics we keep hearing. And you and I both would like to go on to other things.
There's lots of fun to be had outside of COVID.
Couldn't we have a new dress? But go ahead. You're prepared to give us a report.
I am. So we've had a week or two of pediatric bivalent vaccinations under our belts. And I wish I could say it's going better. But we're seeing a lot of kids who've had the primary series who have not yet gotten in. But I think more concerning is this idea that there's a big divide between populations of kids getting vaccinated. So what do I mean by that? Well, when we do, when we look at the population, we look at what we call an HPI or healthy persons index, essentially. So what are we looking at? Well, things like socioeconomic status, social determinants of health. So quartile one is the lowest. So those are people who may not have access to the resources that others have. And then there's quartile four that tends to be wealthier and access to more things in the community. Our area is considered quartile one. And when you look at vaccination rates for pediatric patients, in quartile one, it's about 2%. In quartile four, it's about 12%. So I really want to make sure that all of our listeners, whether they have children, grandchildren, friends, know that this is a resource and it's available to help with this fall that's really supposed to be a bad respiratory season. So get your flu shot, get your COVID vaccine, avoid those things which we can't avoid, so that, you know, as a community, we're not hit as hard as they think we're going to be.
Have you noticed a little bit of controversy with people and parents discussing whether or not they want to get their children vaccinated?
Yes. I think it goes back to something as adults we're feeling as well, which is vaccine fatigue.
Okay.
How important is this new vaccine? How helpful is it going to be? And in an environment like we're in now, where we still have COVID, there's still deaths happening every day. Now, granted, these are tend to be older, sicker adults, but we don't have masks. We're out doing normal everyday things, which is great. But because of that, the vaccines become even more important. We know that vaccines don't stop us necessarily from spreading it to one another, but they do keep you safer if you get the vaccine. And the same is true for our children. The vaccines have been shown to be very safe. In fact, infection with COVID-19 is much more dangerous than the vaccine. Parents are worried about things like myocarditis, you know, inflammation of the heart. But that's
from
much
the vaccine.
From the vaccine. But it's much more common with the COVID-19 infection.
See, that's interesting.
When you're talking about pregnancy and prenatal care, pregnant women who get infected with COVID are much more likely to have severe disease, death, preterm labor, even fetal demise than somebody who has the vaccine. We have seen no elevated risk from the vaccine. All we've seen are benefit. So I just want to remind people that I know that it's been a very long, almost 3 years, but there is the vaccines have benefit, whether we're in the middle of a pandemic or whether COVID is over, as Brian would like to say.
Yes, but you see that every day when I talk about COVID still in the news, but it takes a different form every single day. parents, I'm frightened of getting the vaccine for my child. And every other excuse and argument you can think of.
Having children is the scariest thing you can ever do in life.
And I did it so young, by the time I'd learned anything, it was over. They had their own kids. We're listening to Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. What else? Anything besides a COVID report?
Yes, let's talk about other things other than COVID.
Okay.
Halloween's coming up.
Oh, yes.
Which is so exciting. I love Halloween. My kids love Halloween. But even from their mouths, I've heard concerns about how do I know what's safe in my candy
fentanyl bag?
And that's exactly what they brought up. Fentanyl that looks like candy. How am I supposed to know how to be safe? Our pharmacists are going out into the community and doing talks with local schools about what's safe. But I know that your listeners probably have kids, grandkids, friends.
Yes.
And how do we keep our kids safe on Halloween?
Yes. It's different than the old razor blade in the apple.
It's a little easier to see that, isn't it?
Yes.
But I think what we can remember is that these drugs are usually packaged in something that does not look store-bought. So Ziploc bags.
Make sure
your kids, if they're going to check, first of all, check their candy when they get home.
You should get home, have them dump it all out on the carpet.
That's fun anyway. Then you can trade what you like, what they
organize.
Don't like. Exactly. So when you're going through that, make sure that you are tossing anything that is open packaging, anything that looks like it's not from the supermarket or the store. It's wonderful when if you have a trusted neighbor that you know and you can trust and they give something to your child, that's one thing. But somebody you don't know in a neighborhood you're not familiar with, you have to really look at the candy and make sure it's a commercially available, packaged and sealed.
I remember in previous years, and I actually have not heard that they're doing it this year, the Living Desert used to have a Halloween night for costumes and candy and all. And it was the whole thing, the whole facility. And it was safe.
Yes.
And that was wonderful. And the kids got to wear their costumes. There were contests. And all the parents, they had bars set up for the parents. Speaking of tricks and treats. And you felt comfortable going there as a family. But I know what you're saying. I'm glad I don't have little ones. I really am.
Well, and I think that's your kids our kids are so tuned in right now to what's happening.
Are they?
Ask them, have you heard anything about Halloween? Do you have any concerns? Are you worried about Halloween treats? That's a good way to start the conversation.
Because my source of information of all this is my 34-year-old pop cultural icon. When I need to make a call, you know, when you get to make one call on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I'm going to call Tyler. So I said, explain fentanyl to me. And he said, the people who die are not used to taking it. People who've always taken drugs and always taken a little bit of fentanyl, it's the people who get it first time. Is that?
Yes, that's true. I think the other piece is that if you think you're buying something that doesn't have fentanyl in it, you don't know that that's true.
What do you mean?
Meaning, using the term laced.
Okay.
So when you're buying a drug and a, you know, something off the street.
You mean like you're buying pot or you're buying cocaine?
Exactly.
Okay, that kind of
drug. You never know what else is in it. It's not something that is regulated. So you're trusting whomever manufactured that, whoever is cutting your drug, that there's nothing else in it. And so sometimes.
You call that person your drug dealer.
Yes, your drug dealer. Thank you, Joey. Not your legal drug dealer like me, your illegal drug dealer. But why, you know, sometimes they also do that because it helps to increase your addiction.
Exactly.
So you'll come back and keep coming back. And that's why they add a little bit of fentanyl. But you don't know how much is in there.
That's like when we were learning that you became instantly addicted to crack cocaine.
Yes.
This is instantly dead.
It can happen on your first time.
Exactly.
So who do you trust to give you medications?
And some of the people who are dying aren't people thinking they're taking drugs. They're getting candy or something from a friend. And it's been horrible.
That's exactly why they make it in candy form. It's a lot like what we see with tobacco, flavored tobacco.
Yes.
It helps to entice a younger population to become addicted. And
yes.
So the goal with those fun-looking fentanyl candies or drug candies is that you can get somebody young enough and start them early. But you have too much of anything,
it's
dangerous.
I don't know what the end is. What else? That wasn't particularly good news. We were going to do good news. Wait, we got 3 minutes left. Have you got 3 minutes of good news? Oh, we've only got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes. So far, in the valley, we're seeing low levels of influenza. So it hasn't quite hit us yet, which is good. We have lots of time for flu vaccines. It's a good time to recognize whether you are in the right healthcare system. Do you need to make a change? And remember, we talked about open enrollment.
Yes.
So looking into your health plan and deciding if it's time to change. And if it is, you can reach out to Brian Bilharts, who we spoke to a few weeks ago.
I'll put his number up on the website again.
If you're a Desert Oasis member, going to our website, mydohc.com. We have lots of seminars. But important to take the time now before December 7th when open enrollment closes.
When we come back after the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest, see if one of these things is from you. Did you send in one of these questions? Question number one. I take heart medicine. Is Paxlovid bad for me? Number two. What does this say? Nightmares, COVID variant. Nightmare. Then I wrote, COVID variant beats immunity. I don't know what I mean.
I know what that means.
Oh, thank God. Three, babies born during lockdown learn to communicate slower. Is COVID an increased risk of Alzheimer's? And lastly, will I have reduced cardiac function after I had COVID? Oh, my stars. If you're near your phones, I got presents for you.